T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Monday night, the national championship game pits LSU against Clemson. Nobody knows more about college football than our friend Gary Danielson, lead analyst for CBS Sports. And if memory serves of my knowledge of Gary Danielson's career, he definitely called at least one national championship game that I remember, Florida State, Florida State and Va Tech, right?
I did too. We did also the LSU game against Oklahoma in the Dome.
Oh, there it is.
This will be the fourth time LSU plays in the Dome for a national championship.
Wow.
That was the Saban LSU national championship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, before we talk about the game itself, your former team, the Detroit Lions, will have the third pick in the draft. Lots of talk, Gary, about Tua. Should they trade the pick? If he's healthy, should they select him, trade Stafford, have him sit for a year, play Stafford for a year? You've seen Tua play more than anybody else I know.
Right.
Is he the, what would you do if you're the Lions?
Well, I definitely would posture and look at Tua and make someone, if they love him as much as maybe the Lions might fall in love with him, let everybody know that I'm open for business. I mean, I'm not just going to pass on him without talking to everybody, you know, and take a corner or take a Derrick Brown, a defensive tackle, or, you know, whatever the Lions deem. I would see if I could get something more for him, or perhaps they say now is the time to do the transition. There does seem to be a formula in the NFL that the best way to rebuild a team is on the back of a cheap, good quarterback.
Right.
Early in his career. That way you can stack a lot of players around him and then, you know, pay the guy at the end. That is a formula. It was used by Russell Wilson, Jared Goff. I don't know if it's going to ultimately turn out that way. You know, Dallas has done it. So I do believe Tua, when healthy, and that's a big if that's a big hip injury that he had right there, is a generational quarterback. I mean, I compare him most to, you know, he sees the field and throws the ball like Kurt Warner or Drew Brees. He has that type of – he's got a little better arm than probably both of them, to tell you the truth. But, you know, that his injury is problematic. And Matt's a great player, and he's probably got, what, 8 good years left. So it's a tricky situation. I will say that. I don't know if people are going to believe you're actually going to take to it. They might believe that the Lions are posturing as well. So it's a game of chicken. And I don't know it well enough to do that, but I can say that Tua is a heck of a football player, and he has a huge impact on everyone around him, the way he can lead. But so does Matt. I got to tell you, I know there are quarterbacks that I've talked to, NFL quarterbacks, that believe Matt Stafford is one of the 5 best quarterbacks in the league.
But just hasn't had the right tools around him? Had right coaching,
yeah,
right everything.
Matt and I were cursed that way, you know.
I didn't say that. You did.
Yeah. No, I know. And you might have to tweak my introduction from now on about the lead analyst from SEC as well. So.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about that? No.
Well, I could talk. Listen, I think that's kind of funny in a way where people say I may be a lame duck. Lame duck? We're all lame ducks. I played 13 years as of being a 1-year lame duck. It's all interesting. But the draft is fun. And the quarterback position within the draft is amazing, you know. So, but I tell you, you get Tua into a room, or you watch him on tape. He is a different dude. I'll tell you, he's different in the way he lights up a room and the way he throws a football.
Well, if they're both 100% healthy, who would you take, Tua or Burrow?
That's fairly interesting too. I never thought I'd have that comparison, you know, at the beginning of this year. But if they were both 100% healthy, wow. I've been saying Tua all along, but this, I don't know, aura around Burrow, his confidence and the way he plays, his style reminds me most of the athleticism and the ability to be extremely accurate as Kenny Anderson, the way he played when he was with the Bengals. And this was a different era when Kenny played, where, you know, it was hard to throw 55% completions, and he was in the 60s all the time. So, and he's way more athletic. He does have a lot of traits of Brady, the way he has a chip on his shoulder and the way he's a great leader. But athletic-wise, I mean, there's not even any comparison. So two really good players. It may not be make any difference between the two as who you take. They both be might differently, but just as good of players.
We're talking to Gary Danielson here on 97.1 The Ticket about the national championship game. So to lead to the next question then, and I'm sure you've been asked this already, and the answer is probably both, who's the best quarterback on the field on Monday night?
Yeah, that's a good one too. I'm going to say Joe Burrow. He's got, I think at this level, he's an NFL quarterback. I think I mentioned you to the, and everybody said it, but you know, he's actually older than Lamar Jackson, the MVP of the NFL. And he just knows what he's doing, and his skill level right now in college is unmatched. He's one of the three best college quarterbacks I've seen. His impact, I mean, I put him in the season he had is in the same stratosphere as Cam Newton. When Cam Newton took a undervalued, Auburn had no players on that team. They had Cam Newton and well, Nick Fairley had two players, basically, and you know one of them. And I think Vince Young is the other. They had three best years. So I'm going to say that Joe Burrow is going to be the better quarterback. But Trevor's different. You know, Trevor is not as accurate with the football. He runs, obviously. He's got that next level of running in their offense, and they're willing to run him, which is surprising. He takes a lot of hard hits, and he will if he plays against this very athletic LSU defense. If he runs the ball, he'll take a lot of hits. And he doesn't run it. You know, everybody's pointing to the Ole Miss game when John Rhys Plumlee ran for so many yards. He's not as fast as Plumlee. And, you know, I think he'll take more hits than Plumlee. And in that game, you know, I have to say, LSU's coming off the Alabama game on the road. They're up 28-0. You could kind of imagine they're playing Ole Miss that they might have put a little bit of coast in the second half and caught, you know, Ole Miss caught a couple of big plays against them. So I would half throw that game out. But Trevor's going to be the number one pick next year, so it is pretty interesting. You know, the real, just a side note here, this whole story about Georgia football and the quarterback position, you know, with Jake Fromm, who originally signed with or committed with Alabama and followed Kirby to Georgia, and then when Justin Fields decided to commit early to Georgia, Trevor Lawrence, who wanted to go to Georgia, ended up going to Clemson. And then they had John Rhys Plumlee, who's a really good young quarterback at Georgia. And he decommits and goes to Ole Miss because it was a crowded field in front of him. And then all of a sudden now Jake Fromm decides to leave. I mean, holy, if you're Kirby Smart, you chose Fromm over Fields, and now Jake Fromm decides to go to the NFL. That has to be a tough one for this Georgia football team now.
And Eason might be drafted before Fromm.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about that. Yes, he sprained ankle about Jacob Eason, who was, when Kirby got the job at Georgia, the first thing he did was get on an airplane and fly to the West Coast to figure, he was already committed, but he wanted to make sure that Jacob Eason would go to Georgia. So you're right, that's, thanks, Tony. That was the other part of the story that I forgot to say.
What about the running attack in this game? I mean, everybody talks about the quarterbacks, but the ETN is something special, and Edwards-Helaire is pretty damn good, too.
He is. Well, all year, I get laughed at about a lot of things, but I was calling Edwards-Helaire the most valuable non-quarterback in the SEC, and he is really a special football player. He was a year ago, to tell you the truth, but now his ability to flank him all over the field. He plays just like Alvin Kamara. He's not quite as big, but he had that same impact in the SEC where no matter where you put him, they have a really interesting attack with the hybrid position that they have in Thaddeus Moss, Randy Moss's son, as a H-back tight end type player, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They'll be 30%, 20% of their plays. The two widest receivers on the field when they line up will be Thaddeus Moss out wide to one side and Edwards-Helaire outside to the other side. And that really causes problems for a defense. They don't know how to match that up. They'll put the three receivers inside of their tight end and running back, and it really distorts the defense, and they're good at it, and they're really good at it. And they're tough matchups no matter where they put. And with the three inside receivers, they've got a senior veteran offensive line. They've just caught lightning in a bottle here. They've got almost a perfect offense that they and everyone stayed healthy, too, all year, except for Edwards-Helaire, basically sprained ankle that they got through in their last win.
So do you have a prediction on the game?
I thought Ohio State was the better team than Clemson. They played the better game against Clemson the whole way. You know, they could have scored two touchdowns that they didn't. They lost their best slot corner in the game. I don't know if you've seen a picture of the last interception that Justin Fields threw. Everybody on the field was open, and the receiver turned back the other direction. Would have been either a touchdown or an interference. The fumble call, I thought Ohio State was the superior team. I think LSU is the superior team. If they played each other, you know, three times, or, you know, five times, it'd be 4 out of 5 LSU would beat them. But they've got a couple of interesting players, Clemson does. You know, they got 4 NFL players as well on the field. And those four, those two receivers, Higgins and Ross and Etienne, that they're special players. And you can just start throwing up 50-50 balls, and those 2 6-foot-5 receivers distort your defense. So anything's possible, but LSU has the better team.
One final thing real quick. You looking forward to Mike Leach v. Lane Kiffin in Mississippi?
Well, I don't know who picks games from now on in the SEC, you know, but if we don't get the Iron Bowl, I wouldn't mind doing the Egg Bowl. Those two guys are fun to cover.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it all season long, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate
thanks.
It.
There he is, Gary Danielson from CBS Sports, right here on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.